Huntridge showed up to protest the restart of construction on the $1.4 billion telescope. Many arrived hours before dawn. One of them was Andre Perez. He's with the organization MANA, or Movement for Alohanoka Aina.
Our goal is to prevent them from accessing the construction site.
Perez says he slept on the mountain since Sunday, where opponents of the telescope have been camping near the visitor center, about 9,200 feet above sea level. He says by the time construction crews arrived, nearly 400 protesters were blocking the main road.
The people blocked the road and engaged in ceremony and prayer, you know, chanting prayer and songs, and, you know, took a real spiritual approach, which is consistent with, you know, where we're at, you know, the place that we're at, of course, is the extreme level of sacredness of this mountain. In accordance with that, you know, people begin to pray. And
the first arrests began shortly after. Henry Tavares is the Hawaii County Assistant Police Chief.
Our paramount goal is to make sure everybody remains safe.
Hawaii County Police arrested one man for obstructing, who was later released after posting a $250 bail. 11 others were arrested farther down the road by officers from the Department of Land and Natural Resources. One of them was Kaho'okahi Kanuha, one of the leaders of the protest movement.
We will not allow them to desecrate this mountain. It's simple as that. It will not happen. And if it takes arrest to make it happen, then that's what it takes.
Protesters blocked traffic to the summit by pushing large rocks into the road, eventually forcing law enforcement and the TMT crew to turn around. Several observatories anticipated the roadblock and did not send staff to the summit. Many were working remotely and would continue to monitor the situation. Construction of the telescope has been on hold since April. The protests have received national attention, prompting Governor David Ige to outline a plan last month, calling for better management of Mauna Kea. However, Ige also voiced his support for the telescope, stressing that the TMT has the legal right to proceed.
And they may proceed as far as I'm concerned. And we will support and enforce their right to do so.
Governor David Ige, who is away on a trip to D.C., released a statement saying the state's primary concern is the health and safety of its people. He expressed disappointment that boulders were moved and said the state will clear them by tomorrow. TMT construction remains on hold until further notice. Molly Solomon, HPR News.